It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. Okay, today you're back. We are about halfway through. We're in the M's as we go around the country with all 50 states and even you, Washington, D.C. We're even going to make sure we include you guys and gals out there. So today we're at Montana and we've got Blaine Peterson from Bozeman High School with us. Blaine, thanks for being here, man. I really do appreciate you stepping up and being the leader here for the great state of Montana as we go through this state track meet project that we're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mike. There's tons of great coaches in our state, so I feel glad to maybe represent and hopefully paint us all in a good light here in the state.
Yeah, no pressure at all. Well, why don't we start? Why don't you give us kind of an introduction, a 30-second, 30,000-foot level of your experience there in Montana?
Yeah, so I've been at Bozeman High for, this will be my 14th year here in the spring. I spent just 9 years solely as our javelin coach. Had a couple state champs, lots of state placers, lots of kids go on to throw collegiately, which I take a lot of pride in helping those kids get there. And then this is my fifth year as the head coach. I still coach some javelin, but the last 3 years I've taken over our sprints and relays. And that's been a big change learning process for me. So this last summer when I did my USATF level 2 in the sprints, hurdles, relays, which was a great experience. Feeling good rolling into this season.
That's awesome. I'm a huge coaching education advocate. So bravo to you to going out and getting your level 2, man. That was a big pivotal change when I coached in my coaching career as well. So I'm happy and proud of you for doing that, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Montana. Let's start with some states have a separate overseeing body for public schools and a separate one for private schools. Most states that we're learning, everybody competes together. What do we do in Montana, private and public schools?
So there are some public, you know, faith-based schools in the state that do compete with under the MHSA sanction, which is our state body. And then there are some that do not, but in the last few years with a push on, you know, educational choice that parents and families have, that we're getting more, you know, homeschool athletes can compete in some state events and some meets and waivers for that. They can compete with our public school track team. And we're adding more possibilities for those private schools and homeschool kids that can compete. A lot of times they will have to compete with an MHSA, if their school is not MHSA sanctioned, they would have to completely join our track program to be competing at that level. But for the most part, there's not a whole lot of private schools in the state. So mostly just a bunch of public schools.
Perfect. Awesome. So let's get into how we qualify for the outdoor state meet. Actually, before that, how many classes do we have? Typically, they're broken up by size of school enrollment. How many do we have going on there?
We've got 4 in Montana. So we go double A, A, B, and C are our classifications. And so double A has 16 schools in it. A has 24 schools. B has 43, and then C is made up of 100 schools.
So I'm going to guess the double A are your large schools and your C are your smaller enrollment schools.
Correct. Yep.
Any, so this is interesting, you know, some states go Division I, Division II, Division III. Very common is A, AA, AAA, quadruple A. You go AA, A, B, C. Any reason that you know of?
No, I've got no idea.
Yeah. That's interesting. I love it. Okay, so we've got four classes. So at our outdoor state meet, there are four boys teams that are winning a state team title, and there are four girls teams that are winning a state team title. All right, well, let's talk about how we get to that. All around the country, we have all these different names, sectionals, area, districts, regionals. What's the first round that we have in Montana?
So it kind of switches between, so double A and A, we only have divisional meets. So each double A and A have two divisional conferences. They go to compete. And then B and C, they each have a district round and then a divisional round and then state. So the advancements through those classes are different as well. Each class has its own autonomy to make decisions for its class, which is nice. This last year, we as a AA conference decided to move our top eight placers at our divisional meets. We'll go to state. And then for the A, B, and C, they have all got the top six advance.
Is the reason why the B and C have an extra round? So they've got districts, divisionals, state, where A and AA have divisionals in state. Is the extra round because they have more schools? You said there was 43 in B and 100 in C. Is that to help cut it down, if you will?
Yep, exactly. And so if we look at the divisional meets in B and C, the B division has there's three divisional meets, so you'll have a guaranteed 18 kids in each event that'll go there. And then Class C has four divisional meets, so you have a guaranteed 24 kids in each event there.
So talk to us about the first round first. So divisional for the A and AA, and then district for the B and C. How do I not qualify? I'm typically allowed to enter so many kids per event, or maybe as many as I want. How many kids can I enter to start working on the state series?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm not 100% sure on like the B and the C for their and how they move through from their district meets to the divisional. Sure. For our AA, we can enter five athletes in each event. Each event that can move on. And then some other things that we do weird with our event limitations. I know that the NFHS bumped up, you know, how many events an athlete can participate in, but in Montana, we've had higher entry limits that has been governed by our state body for years and years. So at the state meet, an athlete could potentially compete in seven events. Five individual and two relays. And that goes for all four classes.
That's interesting. How is that? You know, I've heard when the NFHS made their change, I actually heard more, I'm gonna call it negative towards that change. Typically when the NFHS changes, it's a positive, like everybody's like, oh good, finally we can do X, Y, and Z. I heard more pushback of like, hey, these kids are running too many events already, yada yada. Montana has been doing this for a while, it sounds like. So five individuals and two relays, how's that been working out for the state of, for your own personal opinion?
And I guess I should clarify, we have that rule for if it's a two-day meet. So since state is a two-day meet, they can do seven. If we're single day, we can only do five. But it, for the most part, it's good. Our state meet is a little condensed, so I would like to see that expanded a little bit to give some of those, you know, high-level athletes who everybody shows up to watch, you know, the opportunity to compete in as many events at a high level as possible with adequate rest and recovery and that sort of stuff.
That seems like an important distinction there, though, that 5 + 2 is only open for a 2-day meet. I think a lot of times we asterisk stuff. That seems like a big asterisk, like, hey, you can, but it's got to be a 2-day. That's interesting. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So divisional meet, For the A and AA, we can do 5 athletes per event. So I can enter 500 meter runners, 5 shot putters, 5 javelin throwers, which that must, and you were taking top 8 per event to the state meet to get 16. So that must mean all 5 of my kids could, if we went 1 through 5, all 5 would go to the state meet.
Correct. Yeah.
And we just have a little bit different on the B and C group because they have districts first. So when they get to divisionals, they're taking top 6 because they have more divisional meets.
Correct. Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So let's talk about the state meet itself. Where is it typically at? Is it held at the same place every year traditionally? Does it rotate around? Is it a college facility, high school facility? And you already said it's a 2-day meet. So that was one of the other questions already.
If I can go back and qualifying as well. We do have qualifying standards as well.
Oh, too. Okay.
Should have led with that. I'm sorry. But yes, we've got qualifying standards that if you hit that qualifying mark at any meet, any point in the year, you know, you go to state. And so it's possible that even though we in the AA are going to advance, you know, a total of 16 athletes from divisionals, we might have 8 more that are pre-qualified in the 100 that might not run in divisionals. And so we could end up with 24 kids in that. So, and that's one thing that's kind of been contested here and there, you know, whether if you get a day with a 23 mile an hour tailwind on the home stretch, you know, that makes a big difference for those marks. And as far as weighing implements and that sort of stuff, but so every division has qualifying marks you can hit. Those are examined every 2 years and they kind of base it off of, you know, what makes finals at state. So kind of like 10th place at state. And they get adjusted. So,
let me make sure I'm stating that back. So, we're just gonna make up numbers. We're going to say in the 100 that they have a time qualifier for the state of 1070. Let's just say it's 1070. So if I run 10 better than 1070 anywhere in the quote unquote regular season, I'm guaranteed to go to the state meet. So that means I don't even have to run divisionals if I don't want.
Right.
Okay. So that also means if I run better than 1070, but I do run divisionals and I just have a bad day, whether I false start or trip in the middle, whatever, and I run 11 flat, but I already ran better than 1070. So I'm still going to the state meet.
Still going.
Awesome. And that's all events, pole vault, high jump, jab. Yep. That's cool. A distinction that's been coming up a lot in our series, if you've been listening to all of them as we continue to roll through all 51 here, is how do we make sure the more talent, it's hard to say stuff like this, the more talented, the better kids, however you want to put those words, still make it to state meet if they have a mix up at divisionals or prom or AP testing. There's a lot of things that are going on in this springtime for us. All right, yeah. Cool. And you said all divisions have that, A all the way, double A all the way down to C.
Yep. They've all got individual standards, obviously, because our you know, bigger schools are going to have some faster, stronger kids, but not always. Each division has their own qualifying standards.
Very cool. Now time to go to the venue.
Yep. Perfect.
Sorry. All right. What do we got? No, good. What we got?
We rotate around. Typically 2 classes will be at a state meet. So we will have 2 state meets. It's typically always Memorial Day weekend. Typically we'll rotate double A will be either with B or C, and then class A will be with the other one. 2 years ago we had double A and A together. We tried it out, which it worked just fine. And those venues kind of rotate around the state. You know, our tourism dollars here in Montana are important, and getting events in on weekends or, you know, filling hotel rooms and, you know, having busy restaurants and stuff is a big thing for some of the bigger cities in the state. So we kind of rotate around, and the state meets are awarded to different communities. Every, you know, there's usually 5 that would host the AA state meet, and then those kind of rotate through. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of great venues in the state. All of them are held at high schools. You know, we've got University of Montana, Montana State here as well, but we don't host the state championships there. All at high school venues.
Yeah, very cool. A lot of states are adding adaptive or wheelchair events. Anything like that yet in Montana?
Yeah, so we have, started COVID year. It was my first year. MHSA has a partnership with Special Olympics Montana. So Bozeman, the two Bozeman high schools and two Great Falls high schools were kind of the first ones to jump in with unified track and field. So we run unified 4x1 relays. So we have two unified partners and two Special Olympics athletes that get to go out and compete. And then at the state meet this year, they can run have a unified open 100, have the long jump and the shot put as well too. And so our practices, we will have, all of our unified partners. We had six this last year that will come to practice, every Friday. And then we had two of our Special Olympics athletes that, came to practice with us every day, which was great and incredible. And for those Special Olympics athletes to kind of take off their, Special Olympics uniform and to be able to put on their high school colors and compete on the same track and be in the same practice with, their kids they've grown up with is just so important to them. And it's really, really proud of our state for adding that and continuing to improve that.
I would agree. That is extremely cool. I love that. Track and field is the most inclusive sport there is. So I love that. Bravo to the state of Montana, the coaches there. That's awesome. With our four classes, we have four individual 100 meter state champs, four individual pole vault champions. And maybe they don't get to compete against each other at the state meet. Some states are doing, whether it's an official or sometimes a coaches association will do an unofficial meet of champions where, maybe the top two in each event from all the four classes get together and we find out who the quote unquote real state champion is. Anything like that there?
We don't. The state used to do that. It was an unofficial one. But I couldn't tell you the last time that it was held. And just the tricky part with Montana is, how huge we are. It takes, 11 hours to drive across the state. And so, to get all those, the kids that sometimes have to travel from way the northeast corner of the state, in for another meet could be a tough thing. I don't know if it's, us as a coaches group for our AA, we haven't really talked about that at all, but it would be something that would be really cool, really fun.
That's a great point. We tend to think that, we have 50 states, 51 associations with Washington, D.C. It's like, well, they should all do the same thing. Well, what works in Little Rhode Island and what works in Montana because of just for the size, not even population, just the sheer area of the meet would not necessarily work. So I appreciate that reminder there. That's awesome. Okay, let's talk about the individual events. I want to ask you, what are the unique events that you do? But they're not unique to you. You just do them. So we're going to kind of go through them in little bunches and groups here and see what you do there. So we can assume you're doing the 100, 200, 400, and 800, right? Okay. What about in the mile, 2 mile? Are you doing the 16, the 32, the mile, 2 mile, the 15, 3000? What are you doing there?
16 and 32.
Okay, and that's the most common. For the hurdles, you're doing both the 110 highs and the 100 highs for the boys and girls. We're doing probably 300 hurdles for boys and girls. All right, perfect. Relays. Now, here's where we get a little sometimes special. We're definitely doing the 4x1 and 4x4 because I'm going to make the same joke. If you're listening to all 50 of these, you're going to hear this same joke every time. Because if you're not doing the 4x1 and the 4x4, you're not really doing track and field and you wouldn't be on this podcast. So you're definitely doing those two. Any other relays?
Not officially. So we have gotten an okay this last year to start running the 4x8 at our hosted meets. But it won't be a state meet event or anything like that, just to kind of give it a slow rollout.
Idea to eventually add it, I assume, to the state meet.
Yeah. Plan.
Yeah,
just working on the 4x8 this year.
So we officially got the 4x1 and 4x4, and we're working on the 4x8. That's it. That's awesome. I love that. All right, let's go to the field events. We've got long jump and triple jump.
Yep.
Shot put and discus.
Yep.
Pole vault and high jump.
Yep.
And you gave us a preview because you told us you were the javelin coach, so we know we got javelin.
Yep.
What other events might we have that I haven't mentioned for the state meet?
That's it.
Yep. Okay. Yep. No hammer, steeple. There's a couple of us doing some things like that. Okay. What about, you know, I mentioned the, you know, possibility of a meet of champions. Some states do an unofficial state meet for these unique events, like Alabama does the heptathlon and decathlon after. Anything like that in Montana?
No.
Okay. That makes sense. Again, you know, as soon as you say that, I think about the big state again. I'm like, well, no, that'd be truly hard even for that. I get that. All right. Before we move on to some fun stuff, is there anything that we missed? Anything that's unique, special? You've got all the other states listening to you right now. What else might we have missed that you do there uniquely for track and field in Montana?
You know, maybe nothing crazy unique, but I just love our state meet where we get to go and see all the best athletes in the state, you know. Kind of put on a pedestal and give it an opportunity to shine. And we've had some incredible athletes come out of our state of a million population. And I love to see it from my own athletes and athletes all across the state, just to see them come from a place where Montana, where, you know, we've got 20 inches of snow on the ground the third week of spring practice and still be able to come out and persevere through hard stuff like that. And, you know, having incredible seasons and just being incredible athletes all the way around.
That alone is amazing, my friend, right there alone. All right, let's have a little bit of fun. Help us settle an argument, at least in your area, your region, your culture, maybe your team. When you're talking about the state meet, do you talk about we're qualifying for state? Are we qualifying for states? Or are we qualifying for the state meet? How do you say it?
We would say qualified for the state meet.
State meet. Okay.
Qualifier, yeah.
All right, love it. Good. I know someone is going to keep a tally of all 51 of this and see who wins of this. Okay, man, Blaine, you've done an amazing job. Appreciate you very much for stepping up and representing Montana. So you get a little bit of a reward here. I'm going to give you a magic wand. If you could change one and only one thing, Blaine, in the system for Montana, whether it's add an event, make it a 3-day meet, whatever, don't want to put words in your mouth. What would you change for the positive there in Montana outdoor track and field?
If I'm only getting one thing I can change, it would be to expand the time frame of our state meet. To start, we host pole vault on a Thursday night, and that's the only thing that goes there just for weather. Just to make sure we have enough time to get vaults in. But I would love to see some other events added that night, like the 3200 or maybe long jumps. So those jumpers and sprinters aren't overlapping and, you know, coming off the 200 and having to go jump finals in the long jump. So it would be to expand the time frame we have for our state meet.
You're already doing something on Thursday, and you have this rule of 5 individuals plus 2 relays. So why don't we use that Thursday a little bit more? It doesn't have to be half the meet, but why don't we throw a few extra events in there, especially maybe when you add that 4x8 in there as well. So,
yep, absolutely. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, Blaine. That's very, that was very reasonable of you. There was no, you know, I want to add the 10K or anything like that. So I appreciate that very much. Blaine, thank you again so much. Really do appreciate you. Very grateful for you stepping up for the state of Montana. As you are listening along, join us tomorrow. We're going to continue all the way, all through April, all through May. So if this is your first one, you got states A through M to catch up here on Montana. But we're going to continue learning and finding out the uniquenesses of each state, and join us every single day. Thanks, everybody.